We go to Alaska now and ballot measure number one, otherwise known as the Salmon Initiative. Next week, voters will decide whether to increase regulations to protect salmon habitats or keep the status quo. Elizabeth Harbaugh is a reporter with Alaska Public Media and Alaska's Energy Desk, and she joins me now from Anchorage. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what is ballot measure one?
In general, it's aimed at increasing, making stiffer the permitting requirements for projects, development projects in salmon habitat. It's quite complex.
Is this good for salmon or bad for salmon?
Good question. And even that is controversial. Everything about this initiative is controversial here in Alaska. But in general, it's aimed at setting up kind of a tiered permitting system. You would have minor permits for what the ballot proponents say are smaller projects, and then for bigger projects, your mines, your dams, your oil developments, those would have to go through a major permitting process. And the idea is that that would be a much stiffer permitting process with more opportunity for public comment.
Let's talk a little bit about who's on both sides. You spoke to Carly Weir, who works for an Alaskan environmental group, and what did she tell you?
So proponents of this initiative, one of their big arguments is that salmon is an incredibly precious resource to Alaskans. And Alaska is kind of one of the last places in the world where we have these really rich, wild salmon fisheries.
We've seen all over the rest of the world what happens when we don't protect onshore habitat where salmon spawn. They're gone. Alaska has salmon. This is actually the last stand for wild salmon on the planet here in Alaska.
But beyond that, for a lot of Alaskans, including Alaska Native people, they're relied on for subsistence. People rely on them for food, and they're also of huge cultural importance. So proponents say that this measure puts in place some needed protections to make sure that we preserve those fisheries.
But then there are folks on the other side. For example, you spoke to Joshua Kindred, who works for the Interior Department and used to represent the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, and he's not too sold on this.
The very premise that this initiative is about saving salmon and not about stopping development is flat out wrong. And so it's an emotional appeal to Alaskans because everybody in Alaska loves salmon, but this has nothing at all to do with salmon.
This ballot initiative has gotten a lot of pushback, actually that's putting it lightly, from the oil and gas industry, the mining industry, from unions, from Alaska Native corporations. Their big message is not that they are against salmon. Nobody in Alaska is against salmon or will say that they're against salmon and protecting salmon. Their argument is that this initiative goes way too far.
Too far in what, Elizabeth?
In the sense that because of this kind of toughened up permitting process, it would slow development, it could potentially prevent developments from happening, and then it could open the door to more litigation, which definitely could slow or potentially halt projects that are up against a lot of opposition.
How do ordinary Alaskans feel about the ballot measure?
I think ordinary Alaskans have a very complicated feeling about this ballot measure. Of course, you have some Alaskans who are very pro-industry, pro the mining industry, pro the oil industry. They're going to vote against it. Then you have Alaskans who want salmon prioritized above all else, and they're going to vote for it. And then I think most Alaskans are really grappling with this initiative. They're not sure if it goes too far, or they're not sure if what we have in place right now isn't doing enough to protect what we have. And because the initiative itself is so kind of complicated, there's a lot of confusion about what it will do. And, you know, I've talked to many Alaskans who I respect who are really, really grappling with this.
Is there one side that's more heavily funded than the other?
Absolutely. Stand for Alaska, Vote No on One, that is the industry-supported coalition, has raised well over $11 million, which is more than any of Alaska's gubernatorial candidates combined. The pro-ballot Measure One crowd has raised a little over $1 million. But because there's no public polling on this, there hasn't been yet, I really don't have a clear sense on whether all that money that the people who are against the initiative have raised, what impact that will have at the ballot box. It's hard to tell at this point.
Elizabeth Harbaugh is a reporter with Alaska Public Media and Alaska's Energy Desk. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, art, politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.